episode 379, All That's Missing Is You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. Come on in. Take your shoes off. Get comfortable. Oh, just do a little stretch. And I think you need to grab a warm blankie because I don't know about you, but it is cold all over this world, it seems like. Okay, maybe if you're a little bit more southern, you know, like Hawaii, maybe. Even Florida's a little chilly. And then Australia. How are you doing out there in Australia? Well, I would sure like to be anywhere where it's warmer right now as we have snow coming down as I'm recording this. And I love the beauty of snow, but really, I'm ready for spring already. But that's okay. We're going to chat today about just something, you know, how can I say it? It's girlfriend to girlfriend here, sister to sister. And I think a lot of times we're looking for that magic. And so what we're going to talk about is All That's Missing Is You. We're about to enter into the fourth week of the new year. So how are things going for you? Are they more than what you expected? Are you, you know, sustaining that debt and lowering it a little bit? Actually, you're not overspending already. Have you been able to maybe take control as to where you are in your eating habits? Maybe you're actually reading on purpose. You know, you want to, maybe you're trying to read 12 books this year, one book a month. How's it going? Or should I be asking, what are you still searching for? Maybe that weight isn't coming off like you thought. You're still searching for the magic pill just to get rid of the first 5 pounds. You're still searching for that magic fairy to come and clear the clutter in your house, in your mind. Maybe you're still searching for the magic wizard to give you the career of your dreams. Wouldn't it be remarkable, absolutely incredible, and indescribable and awesome if everything just fell into place where there wasn't, you didn't even have to think about it. You didn't have to worry about anything. You didn't have to worry about bills to be paid because debt was gone. You didn't have to worry about your career because you were doing exactly what you were created to do. You didn't have to worry about weight. Every time you looked in the mirror, you're like, yeah, this is one hot mama. And you didn't have to worry about your children because you know what? They did everything perfect. They were asked to do the very first time with no arguments. Your marriage still had the sparks like it did before you were married. You love your job just like you did the very first week you accepted. It doesn't work that way though, does it? For some odd, strange reasons, life doesn't work that way. Life happens differently. Instead, it's disappointments, hurts, and fears that lead life. How come? What is it about our lives that we allow the hurts and the disappointments and the fears to take over? And we just kind of go one activity to the next, and it just becomes kind of like a mundane thing. We look at our calendar to see, okay, great, do I have to go to the doctor's today or do I get to go to work? Or am I running to the grocery store because we don't have enough food? You know, I need a couple gallons of milk in order to get through the rest of the week. We're just doing the do's. Are you really invested in your life and the life that you want? I want you to ask yourself that question seriously. I mean, come on. This is heart to heart here. And I mentioned earlier as we were branching off into our brand new second year, because we've been around. Can you believe this? Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie has been around now for 1 year. Woo! Yes. And we are now into our second year, the beginning of our second year. That just astounds me, quite frankly. It almost comes to the point where I don't even have the words to tell you about how I feel about it, my emotions. Sometimes I sit here and my mouth hangs open on the microphone and it's just dead silence that I have to edit that out because I'm like, you guys don't want to listen to my dead silence. It has no meaning. There's one thing to put direct pauses in there on purpose. But there's another thing for it just to go on and on and on and nothing's happening. But it astounds me that if we take our life and we put ourselves into action, it's amazing what can happen. But the problem is most of us are not doing that. Your life is built upon events. Think about it, right? Your life is built upon events. Marriage, children, graduation from high school, college, changing jobs, increasing the paycheck, buying your first car, buying your first car for your child. Yeah, that's a scary one, by the way. And, you know, your first home purchase. Life is built upon events. How you respond determines, though, the outcome. E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. If you are not responding and you're only reacting, which that's what most of us do, quite frankly. I mean, they do. That's what we do. Something happens, we either freak out about it or we're all gung-ho or we're just like, okay, that's fine, great, next. If you're not responding and only reacting, you can't impact your life. You can't. All that's missing, though, is you. It's you. You are the magic pill. You are the magic pill when it comes to what? Getting rid of those first 5 pounds. You're the magic fairy to come and clear the clutter. You're the magic wizard to give you the career of your dreams and desires. All that's missing is you. You're the factor. You're the awesome sauce, the secret sauce. I know, probably not what you wanted to hear, was it? I just wish somebody else, Christiane, could do it for me. I'm tired of working. I'm tired of trying to lose this weight, and I keep battling over and over and over again. And when I look at myself in the mirror, I not only have wrinkles, but I'm stressed. I can't sleep at night. Our debt is getting bigger and bigger. We're living off of our credit cards to pay our debt. And now I don't feel like I'm getting ahead. I'm literally drowning. Now that might be an extreme for some of you. But for others, that might be exactly where you are. And for others of you, you might be in the midst of honing in on your dream and going, yes, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm actually working towards it. The problem is the hurts are still there. The fear is still there. It doesn't go away. The disappointments are still there. But it's how you are responding to it. The simple equation E plus R equals O is a huge factor and kind of making it as simplistic as you can. When I was going through my tornado in life, I really had to start. I mean, not only was I peeling back these layers upon layers, and you got to remember, I have done a lot in my lifetime. And one of these days, I would like to share a lot of those experiences with you. But if I did it all today, you would be like, oh my gosh, I can't even breathe. Okay, because, and neither would I, because there's a lot to digest. And I've experienced a ton of things, some really amazing, awesome, and others core-wrenching, why would I even do it, and I don't want to go on living. Total extremes. But when I was in my tornado of life, and I knew my marriage was more than on the rocks, it was gone. My husband had moved out. And in my opinion, at that point, he had left us. And so in my mind, I was like, okay, wait. I got to stop here for a moment, because regardless of what happens with my marriage, I still am always going to be a mom of five. That will never be taken from me, ever. And on top of that, I'm a woman. And so what kind of woman do I want to be? What reflection do I want to see when I look at myself in the mirror? Do I want to see someone who's old and has nothing but regrets in her life and living the would have, should have sentences over and over and over again in her mind? Or was I willing to say, you know what, I'm going to take a chance and I'm going to peel back maybe some not so comfortable situations that have built up over time. And I'm going to try to dissect, maybe what's wrong with me? Why do I do certain things? Why am I reacting instead of responding? Why are my emotions being pulled this way? All that's missing is you. You're the it factor in your life. You want the magic pill. You want the magic fairy. You want that magic wizard. It's you, babe. It is you. So as you begin your week and you begin to look at your calendar and you see all these activities that are planned out, I want you to start looking at it with the perspective of it starts with me. Meaning it starts with you, then start with me. You know what I mean? So it starts with you. You can't sit here and let everybody else dictate your life. If you want to just stay where you are, then keep doing what you're doing. Turn me off now. You're done. You don't need to listen to me anymore. But if you're saying, no, I want more, I am a little, kind of concerned of maybe what I'll discover. And it is frightening sometimes because you don't know. But oh my gosh, to reveal the beauty that's hidden underneath all the built up gunk of life, it's more precious than any diamond in this world. It's you. All that's missing is you. So as you begin your week, I want it to start with you, okay? I want you to be present as your life moves forward each minute, to each hour, to each day. And when I mean be present, I mean that means that you're not just reacting. When your daughter comes in and wants to have a conversation with you, don't pretend to listen to her and nod your head. You should be so present that you can almost repeat the conversation verbatim. You need to be a part of your life. You are the essential vitamin in making your life matter. If you take a multivitamin, you know it's good for your body. In order for your life to be good, you have to be in it. Without you, you're just a bystander. And you're just kind of floating through. And I'm telling you, girl, it doesn't work. It doesn't. And sometimes what you think you're supposed to be doing because of what everybody else and their expectations have been placed on you, that may not be who you are. And you may have those battles that you have to face. But as you begin to discover, rediscover, and rejuvenate who you are in mind, body, and spirit, I guarantee you, your enthusiasm for living a vibrant, your best selfie life will be greater than anything in this world. No money will be able to buy it. It'll be priceless. Priceless. So what are you going to do today? Are you going to take that challenge? Because all that's missing is you. Get in the game and live your life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.